Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. At that time, Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is well pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in a manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, it's Christmas 2024. Here we are, the Luke 2 passage. It's a cracker of a passage. I love it. It's the big Jesus that comes into the world. He's born and everyone turns up. The big celebration takes place. It's been a challenging season these last 5 years, hasn't it? 5 years is a long time in some people's lives, but it's been a challenging season. See, 5 years ago, we look back, bushfires were aplenty. We were in the 2019-2020 bushfire season. COVID hadn't yet struck, and surely it's actually been, and the global, you know, the financial crisis, the prices of houses went through the roof, the inflation's gone crazy. The war in Ukraine, there's been, you know, Queen Elizabeth passed away, elections of in different countries or just overthrowings in different countries, financial challenges for some families. Surely this has been a challenging season of 5 years or so that the world has faced. Not just little Australia, not just little Mount Cola, but the world has faced. Many predicted such a season would occur, but I actually suspect that our ears were closed. Yeah, and when seasons come, seasons go. Some, you know, when some have departed from this season in the last 5 years, we've lost some dear friends of ours, and I lost my dad. And some people have moved houses, lost their houses in bushfires and floods and the like. There's been people who've lost jobs, and so people have had to move. People have had to be upheaved, and that's not always easy. Some others, though, have arrived. Some people have had newborns arrived and will be welcoming. My niece has a little one due to arrive in the new year, which we're pretty excited about. And that's always exciting for the Cole family. And then there's other people who've moved into our community, not just into the church community, but there's been some great new people who've come along, and welcome to those if you're watching online today. But there's also those who've just moved into our greater community as more units were built over the last years. Some people have moved into new houses, my next door neighbour, new lands to put your feet on. You know, some people have moved to other parts of the country. But some things have stayed the same and just aged a little bit. Many people actually have stayed where they were. And And we as a society became a little bit more actually disconnected over the last 5 years than what I think we ever were. Sadly, things like gambling. $31 billion per annum is spent in Australia on gambling. We have the majority of poker machines worldwide is found in Australia, and more than 50% of poker machines worldwide are found in New South Wales. Drug use is up. Cancer diagnoses are up. Many workplaces seemed understaffed and underpaid, especially in the medical areas. And all is now different. All has not been for the better. And yet we as society would say we've progressed, but for some, it doesn't seem that the progression has been easy or enjoyable at all. Well, you know what, folks? Today we're actually going to look at Mary and Joseph and Jesus. They had to take a census. They had a census which they had to go and complete. And so they actually had to go to Bethlehem. You remember 5 years ago, we actually had to go and do a census in the middle of lockdown. And it was in the middle of August lockdown. We had to do the census. And I laugh. You know, the reason I laughed is because we get this census that we have to do. And there was a question in it. Who would usually be in your home tonight that isn't? And we're in lockdown. It's like, I hope they have a good excuse, because if not, it's an easy way to send out some fines. And so Mary and Joseph departed Nazareth and went for Bethlehem. And I wonder how that really went for them. I wonder if they were happy to depart because, you know, Mary's obviously with child, it says. So she's very pregnant. And when she gets there to Bethlehem, she gives birth. So she's in her last month. And this is not an easy or comfortable ride on any donkey or walk in any way, shape or form. And they're young. I suspect they wondered whether they were going to return after the census or whether they'd have to wait if the child was born while the census took place. And in fact, they didn't actually get to do either of that. They had to flee afterwards because Herod decreed that all children under two be killed because there'd been some voices that had told him that this is where the Messiah was going to come in. And so he decreed it, and they had to flee as refugees down into Egypt. Oh, my goodness. But God was, you know, I suppose God was good for them at that stage. It was good, though, to be away, I suppose, for Mary and Joseph from the gossip of their old town. You know, how did Mary really get pregnant? Was there an angel? And, you know, come on, they're engaged to be married. They're engaged. So maybe the little rumours and the innuendo, the snide laughs and the giggles behind, maybe all that's stopped. So maybe that's not a bad thing as they leave. And they're travelling with family and friends. Well, it kind of appears as not, as they come to an inn. They don't actually go to family and friends. So they're going back to the family's hometown, but there's no family there to welcome them. Ah is the word. I wonder if the greater family were struggling with Mary's bump issue, you know, that she's pregnant. What does it say in Luke 2 verse 5? Joseph, he took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. Everyone knew she was only engaged, betrothed, but was now expecting a child. I had news of their status reached family and friends who would also be heading to Bethlehem. And then the question is, do you actually want to put them up in your house? Do you actually want to put them up in your house? Because they're bringing shame to the family. They're bringing shame. They've both come up with this story that they've both seen angels. If it was their family's birth city, and here they were not welcomed, and all they're given is a stable that could have just been a cave, and that's all that seemed available, and the birth was close, I don't think their welcome was very good. I mean, surely someone would take this young couple in their time of need, because actually the Old Testament laws would say it's part of their laws to help the poor, the needy, the refugee, and the displaced, and this was not the welcome they received. So my question is, how have you been welcomed? Wherever you've moved, how have you been welcomed? Did people know who you were? And was there a welcome pack or maybe something they sent you to welcome you? I have a funny story. My funny story is that when we were welcomed to Albion Park, we were given this big box of vegetables and the like. And there was something in there that looked like a squash. And so Sam said, well, what is it? And I've seen a lot of veggies in my life. I didn't know what this was. I thought it was a squash. So we put it in the oven and roasted it with our other veggies for a roast dinner. It was really nice. Until I cut it open and realised I'd roasted a cucumber. Yes, brothers and sisters, even the best of us get some funny moments in the kitchen. That's why I'm not a master chef. But maybe when you arrived in the area, it was uneventful. Maybe you spent the whole day moving, and at 11 p.m. at night, you fell down exhausted while still trying to find the bed sheets and that you'd packed in a special place so you could just make your bed and go to sleep, but you now didn't know where that was. Yeah. So Mary and Joseph settle in for the night in a stable, and soon Jesus arrives. They're tired. The baby's birth is no doubt messy. They always are. And so they're cleaning up and getting things sorted out when, bam, lights, cameras, action. The sky is filled with a glowing heavenly host of angels. The vuvuzelas and trumpets are blaring. And the singing is like a UEFA soccer game that's going crazy, only without the flares and the police riots. But no crying he makes, says that wonderful, no crying he makes. Yeah, I don't know. I think Mary's probably sitting there going, what is going on? And next, up rock the shepherds. You know what I'm, you know, I know what you're probably thinking, but let me tell you, it's not the shepherds who are in the R.M. Williams boots, the moleskins, the check shirts, the Dreiserbone jackets, the Akubra hats, and driving a Hilux. No, these guys haven't stepped off the movie set. They don't look like that at all. You see, the shepherds in Jesus' day were classed as permanently unclean. They weren't allowed to go into the temple. They tended to the sheep, but they also butchered the sheep for those who purchased them, and they were probably a tad unkempt. Probably not much shower time was had, and probably no ute, no boots, and the only fragrance you'd smell is eau de sheepy, or eau de dead sheepy. Yeah, not exactly who you want coming up going, ooh, look at the baby boy. Then arise these three wise men. Oops, not wise men at all, magi. There were three gifts, and there were lots of them. Who turned up, and they were their servants as well. So we sometimes get this wrong because of that hymn, We Three Kings. They're not kings at all. But they were also not the flavour of the day. You see, these guys were sorcerers and magicians of other faiths, and they were forbidden to be near anyone in the Israelite people, and forbidden to be any part of the worship scenes. Because, you know, here are these guys of other faiths turning up. No rabbis turn up, no chief priests turn up. No. And so Jesus gets this interesting welcome where those who should have turned up didn't, and those who shouldn't have turned up or were disruptive, they did. But how they welcome Jesus just seems spot on. The angels, well, it was cried out from the heavens that the Saviour of the world had arrived. He was called Emmanuel, and the word Emmanuel just means God with us. He was to be the Prince of Peace. That's right, the one who could bring peace between us and God again, and more, peace between each other, peace between nations, the Prince of Peace. The shepherds, well, they went from being rejected from the temple and society to being welcomed and accepted by God into the most precious of events in all of the world. See, Jesus is for all. Not just for some, he's for all. And we still need this attitude today, amen. We still need this attitude. The Magi welcomed. Well, they'd come following a star and seeking the one who would change the world. They'd been reading the stars. They'd been reading all the signs and wonders. And they were not Jewish, but they would lay their three gifts of their trade down at his feet. You know that they have three gifts of their trade. Gold, the gift of kings. Frankincense, the anointing of the priests. Myrrh, the embalming of the dead. See, Christ came as king, our great high priest, and the conqueror of death, and the Magi got it and honoured it in its fullness. See, we all need a welcome. God extends his offer to each one of us each and every day, to all of us to accept the call to follow Christ. Our king, priest, saviour, he welcomes you to engage him today. So maybe you're like Mary and Joseph, feeling disconnected, not loved, not part of society, not accepted, and, well, so much more. Well, then Jesus arrived and changed it all for them, and he can change it for you today. But maybe you feel like the shepherds. You grew up as part of the faith, and now you're spending more time with the faith shunning you or ignoring you than welcoming you. Oh, so maybe it seems that it has no valid meaning. Well, more people are connected to God in spite of the church than ever before, but I'd encourage you, come back to church. You might find a beautiful, warm welcome waiting for you. Maybe you are like the Magi. You're drawn to the wonder of what this child's all about, and it's not been part of your faith journey yet, but the world seems to have stopped for it. And maybe it's time you stop for it. It seems insignificant, and yet it's profoundly significant at the same time. Maybe you're like the religious leaders. See, maybe you heard lots of things about the child to be born, but never took the time to investigate or interrogate it. My great challenge to people is just go and interrogate the person and works of Jesus Christ for yourself. Go and do it. And then if you find any of it to be true, if you find it to be true, then you're going to have to ask this really difficult question. What are you going to do with Jesus? You're just going to leave him as a baby in a manger? Or are you going to do more? Haha. Happy Christmas, brothers and sisters. At the start of this service today, I welcomed you, and it was probably so good you've forgotten it by now. But God wants to welcome you all today, and it's unforgettable. God's welcome, firstly and lastly, is for all people, not just for some. I was recently asked for an inclusion statement. This is what I said. God loves all people. So we love our neighbour as ourselves and our enemy too. Why? Because God loves all people. It's as simple as that, brothers and sisters. It's as simple as that. Amen. May you have a blessed Christmas day.